net time, 155, all tower nodes are connected.
Good evening, and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. We meet here each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and our net lasts up to 2 hours. All connection information is available on our website at absolutetech.org. The Absolute TechNet covers a broad spectrum of technology. All tech-related topics are open for discussion. If you're excited about something tech-related, bring it on. We want to hear about it. If you have a question about a project you're working on, feel free to ask the net. For those of you who just want to listen and don't have any tech comments or questions, we want to know that you're out there too. And we ask that when you check in, please state your call sign followed by check in only, no tech comments. This will keep the net moving forward and focused on tech. Transmissions should be fairly brief, but if brief is not possible, use our Absolute Tech Facebook group to take conversation further. We want to hear everything you have to say, so please remember that there is a 3-minute timer on most of the nodes and repeaters carrying this net. Also, try to leave a gap between the end of the last transmission and the beginning of yours. And please key your radio for a second or two before speaking so we can hear all of your transmission. We use Netlogger for this net, which is a great way to see the list of check-ins and to communicate with others via the AIM window. However, please be aware that we take voice check-ins only on this net. Now, let's get started with this edition of the Absolute TechNet. Please stand by for tonight's net controller.
Good evening. Welcome to the Absolute TechNet. This is Kilo 4 Charlie, Uniform Papa, K4CUP. I'll be your host. And tonight we're going to talk about antennas. What's up with that? That's tonight's topic that I'm going to kind of be going over. But if you do have a topic or a project that you would like to discuss, need assistance and lead way, maybe to help get your system, your equipment up and going, please feel free to come with that information here just in a little bit. So if you have questions or comments, I'll be calling for those in a little bit. But first, before we get started, I'm going to look for some in-and-out check-ins. So let me take a quick break, and we will let all the systems get reset, and then we'll start. Then I'll come back looking for in-and-out check-ins, meaning no questions or comments, just in and out. So stand by.
Node.
Systems, and there's a new system that I've been kind of helping out with a little bit called Magic PTT, and this net is being streamed there as I speak and everything, so big shout out to those guys that's got that system up in beta and all that good stuff, and looking for more things to come with that Magic PTT. So I will be talking about that also throughout the net. So please just stand by for all the wonderful things that's happening with amateur radio. All right, let's get started. So if you're out there and would like to check in, please give your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically, and including your call sign, give your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Check-ins, come now.
Air Control, Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel Mike. Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel
Mike.
Jerry,
this is Mike in Piper City, Illinois. No questions.
Whiskey 9, Echo Victor Hotel. Whiskey 9, Echo Victor Hotel. In and out.
This is Delta Uniform 3 X-ray Charlie Delta. Delta Uniform 3 X-ray Charlie Delta. Dennis in the Philippines. Greeting Virgil. I'm listening and learning.
This is Kilo
Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel Yankee. All right, I hear the Victor Alpha 7 station. So, Victor Alpha 7 station, if you're out there, come again with your call.
Yes, this is Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango. That's Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango, Gary in Port Moody, B.C. No question.
Alrighty, okay, thank you for Victor, Gary, got you, Victor Alpha 7, Golf Lima Tango. Gary, thanks for your in and out check-in from British Columbia there. So, alright, let me go up here and get these couple of questions real fast, and then we'll look for some more check-in. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Juliet Yankee, with your question or comment. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Juliet Yankee. Go with your question, sir.
Sorry. All right. Hey, everybody. My name is Tim. Been doing ham about 2 years, and I was just gifted the Cushcraft R7000, which I am trying to get up. I've been working on it for the past 2 days. I'm having crazy SWRs across the board, and my next step is to pull apart the matching network and check inside there. Not quite sure what I'm looking for, so if anybody has any tips, tricks, or hints in working on these, I would love to hear it. I'm scouring the internet and trying to grab as much information as I can, but if anybody's been working on these, they're older than I am, so I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Tim, do you know does it have a circuit board by chance? Does it have a circuit board, external circuit board that's within the box itself, or Tim?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I have not opened up the matching network yet. I've just been using my Rig Sig Pro to try to do SWR checks on it, and it's been all across the board. I know these are really sensitive because it's got its, you know, it doesn't have counterpoise wires. It has its own counterpoise system, and I know I need to tighten up those. But yeah, there's no circuit board that I see directly on the outside. It's just this black box, which I am going to have to take apart.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, sir, you know, it being outside, you know, can, you know, nature, moisture, condensation, you know, you've got all kinds of enemies, you know, with the weather and things of that sort. And it may be out, it may be in that box, or there may be some corrosion build up. And that's just my 2 cents worth there, Tim. So let me see if anyone else out there might have an opinion or a suggestion on what could be some solutions to help you with that antenna.
Node
so,
5,
anybody,
0,
have any
6,
information
4,
that they can
out.
Help
not done a dummy load on this yet, no. So all I have done is done a few sweeps, done a few adjustments. I've got it all within spec according to the instruction manual for length. I did have to replace a couple of these counterpoises with a similar length rod that are not original. But, yeah, no, I have not done a dummy load on it, so that will be another step as well.
Alrighty, okay. I hear the Victor Alpha 7. Gary, was that you with the comment?